Hey, Keurig coffee drinkers. Did you know that the bold, smooth taste of Dunkin' cold coffee can be brewed in your Keurig coffee maker and enjoyed at home? Dunkin's cold K-Cup pods were crafted to be brewed hot and enjoyed cold. And of course, they're packed with the Dunkin' flavor you crave. Brew over ice and sip in seconds. Because the home with Dunkin' is where you want to be.
It's 8 o'clock on Today. Coming up, Trump indicted, the former president now facing criminal charges. His attorney speaking out this morning on Today.
This is a historic case, a monumental case, a case that will have wide-reaching ramifications.
New details just ahead on what happens next and what it means for the 2024 presidential race. We're live with the latest. Plus, cracking down, a look at how some Americans turning outside the U.S. to get their hands on Ozempic may have a tougher time getting their prescriptions filled.
This is concerning, and in my view, it has to stop.
What you need to know about new limits on the sale of that popular diabetes drug hyped for weight loss. And power up. Chris Pratt is here live to tell us what it's like to bounce into his iconic role in the new Super Mario Brothers movie. As the Mushroom Kingdom takes over our plaza in a super big way. Today, Friday, March 31st, 2023.
Happy Friday
from Milwaukee,
Scottsdale, Arizona, Evansville, Indiana,
Detroit,
and Rosemount, Minnesota.
Samantha's turning 30
today.
On my senior trip.
From Saline, Michigan.
Hi to my mom, who's been watching today for over 45 years.
We love you, Grandma.
Shout out to the University of Alabama at Birmingham.
Go Blazers!
Celebrating a dedicated come from deployment.
After 8 months overseas.
And our first stop as a family,
the Today Show.
Oh, welcome back to Today. Nice to have you with us. It's a Friday morning. Hoda's a little under the weather. We've got Tom here, pinch hitting. Appreciate that. We got a big morning out there.
Oh, it's going to be a huge morning on the plaza. We are going to celebrate the Super Mario Brothers movie. And Super Mario himself, Chris Pratt's going to join us live. And we've got some stuff up our sleeves for the folks on the plaza.
Let's get to your news here at 8 o'clock. Donald Trump has just a few days until he must surrender to authorities in New York as the first former president ever charged in a criminal case. This historic indictment after a hush money investigation triggered angry responses from Trump and his attorney. We begin with NBC's Garrett Hake outside the district attorney's office here in Manhattan. Garrett, good morning.
Hey, Savannah, good morning. Yeah, the grand jury here handing up that historic indictment 2 months to the day after they began their investigation. And now we will see former president of the United States, Donald Trump, have to come to the courthouse here in Lower Manhattan next week and face a judge.
Grand jurors in Manhattan setting off a stunning legal earthquake Thursday, voting to indict a former president for the first time in history. The political aftershocks rippling across the country this morning, even while the specific charge or charges against Donald Trump remain secret and under seal. The district attorney's office saying it has, quote, contacted Mr. Trump's attorney to coordinate his surrender. Manhattan DA Alvin Bragg's investigation centers on the $130,000 2016 payment allegedly made to buy the silence of adult film actress Stormy Daniels, who claims she had an affair with Mr. Trump a decade prior. Mr. Trump has denied the affair or any other wrongdoing. On social media Thursday night, blasting the investigation as a, quote, political persecution and election interference at the highest level in history, and labeling DA Bragg a disgrace. The former president's attorney speaking this morning with Savannah.
Do you expect this to go to trial? Do you see any scenario in which you or the former president would take a plea deal?
Zero. First of all, I'm not taking a plea deal to anything, but President Trump will not take a plea deal in this case.
Republican lawmakers rallying to the former president's defense from longtime allies.
This is going to destroy America. We're going to fight back at the ballot box.
To even potential 2024 campaign rivals.
The unprecedented indictment of a former president of the United States on a campaign finance issue is an outrage.
Mr. Trump's attorney tells NBC News the former president is expected to be arraigned in New York City on Tuesday. The criminal processing of a Secret Service protectee will be another historic first, as Mr. Trump will have his mugshot taken, fingerprints, and even a DNA swab collected, all while his detail of agents stand guard.
And two sources familiar with the grand jury's work tell me that at least some witnesses were also questioned about previous alleged hush money payments to a woman named Karen McDougal, a former Playboy playmate who also had alleged an affair with Mr. Trump. It's not clear whether any charge or charges Mr. Trump may face relate to those potential payments as well. Now, here in New York, security ahead of next week is expected to be tight. The NYPD has already told all officers to report to work on duty in full uniform and be prepared for deployment in case of possible protests. Savannah.
All right, Garrett, thank you. Let's take a closer look now at what to expect as Donald Trump faces that first court date and the impact on his political future. Joined again by NBC's chief White House correspondent Kristen Welker and senior legal correspondent Laura Jarrett. Okay, ladies, we really don't know the strength of this case until we see the indictment. It is currently under seal, Laura. Yeah. When is the earliest we could possibly see the actual charges that underlie this indictment?
Well, I know it will not be today. I am told by a source that it will not be, at least prosecutors will not ask for it to be unsealed today. They could do it on the day of the arraignment. We have a working date of Tuesday. Of course, they could do it earlier. We just don't know yet. But the key will be to see what the actual charges are. Because remember, normally a falsifying a business records charge, which we think this is based on our reporting, that's normally a misdemeanor. In order to elevate it to a felony, there needs to be an intent to commit or conceal a second crime. And we don't know what that second crime is. And the indictment will tell us what that is.
It's only elevated to a felony if you say this, the business record falsification was in service of some other more serious
crime. Exactly. And that's why you hear Trump's attorneys like Joe Tacopina telling you, never before in history have you seen this, because we have never seen a case where prosecutors have tacked on a federal crime and managed to get a jury conviction for that. Usually federal crimes are prosecuted by federal prosecutors. You don't see a state crime in that type of way. And so that's part of what makes it so legally risky and untested.
Yeah, and people are speculating that that second alleged crime would be campaign finance
right.
under federal
law. We just don't
know.
It might be. There might be taxes. There might be banking issues. We just don't know.
We don't know what we don't know. Well, how about let's talk about the politics. Yeah. How about that? I mean, is this one of those things? Because I just noticed, well, suddenly Donald Trump has every single Republican rival, everybody running against him, all going to bat for him, circling the wagons. Is this one of those like Obi-Wan Kenobi things, like strike me down and I'll be stronger?
Absolutely it is in the short term, Savannah. There's no doubt about that. Republicans overnight, as you say, including former Vice President Mike Pence, who has not announced he's running yet, but we expect him to, blasting this indictment, saying that this is a threat to the democracy. However, here's the great unknown. Will there be more indictments? Because remember, he's under investigation by a special counsel for his handling of classified documents for the events surrounding January 6th. Those other investigations actually carry a greater legal penalty, Savannah, and that could make him more vulnerable in a primary and potentially in a general election.
Well, this is sort of a quasi-political legal question, so I'll throw it out to both of you. I mean, the fact that this case in Manhattan, which, again, without seeing the actual charges, many legal experts regard as one of the weaker cases, harder case to bring, how does that affect these other cases?
Well, there's a question of whether the other prosecutors now may want to, you know, sort of pump the brakes or go faster. Obviously, politically, to have this one go first, you can see the argument to be made that now he'll be able to brush all of them as if they're frivolous and can't be taken seriously, when in fact, you know, some of them were talking about federal crimes. Yeah. It's quite serious. Even though this one is a low-level felony, it still carries jail time. We shouldn't, you know, sort of dismiss it as not serious just because it's brought in the state court.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, these other cases not only carry the possibility of more prison time, Savannah, but we're talking about the possibility of obstruction of justice, for example. That's one of the things that we believe the special counsel is looking into. And so when you think about that in a political context, that's something that voters can wrap their heads around. Now, again, the big question, will his Republican rivals take the gloves off?
All right. Kristen, Laura, thank you as always. Craig, over to you.
All right, Savannah, thank you. Now to one of the stories of humanity that has emerged from this week's school shooting in Nashville. School custodian Mike Hill was among the three adults and three children who lost their lives. He had seven children of his own. His family says that Mike's legacy should be one of love and compassion.
My dad loved children, absolutely adored children. And from all of the messages we have received through Facebook and Instagram and text messages, were all about how the kids love Big Mike.
I think it's a normal thing to be upset and frustrated and angry, but those are the things that slowly eat you up over time. I believe our dad would want us to show compassion. compassion to one another and to any family that's been affected by a tragedy.
Mm. His children went on to say they will always cherish the text messages that their dad used to send to them every few days just to say, I love you.
All right. Another story that we're following this morning. More than 50 years after she was taken from the waters off Seattle, the oldest killer whale in captivity could be heading home. The Miami Seaquarium announced plans yesterday to return the orca named Lolita to the wild. She thought to be about 57 years old. Animal rights groups have fought for years to let Lolita spend her final days in the Pacific Northwest. If you're asking, is Lolita ready for this? Could she survive? The plan is to build an ocean sanctuary where the orca will be supervised by trainers until she learns how to dive and catch fish again on her own. And growing up in Miami, we used to see Lolita every year at the Miami Seaquarium. So this is incredible. It's been a big fight for a long time.
I have so many questions, but I mean, how are they going to get her from Florida to the Northwest?
Not a veterinarian, but again, like, there is a plan. There is a plan.
Sure.
They're going to transfer her. And I think it's interesting because she's lived in captivity her whole life, pretty much. And so now they're going to say, go out on the own, live in the wild. And they usually... I mean, again, I'm not an expert, but they stay together in pods, so just got to meet some peeps.
All right.
Lots of questions, though. Good point. Just ahead of here, pop star.
But first, Stephanie Gosk is here with details on a new move. It's aimed at limiting the sale of Ozempic to Americans, what it means for diabetics and people who use it to lose weight, right after this.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Coco Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
When you're hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging to connect with candidates faster. Plus, 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/today. Just go to Indeed.com/today right now and support this show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/today. Conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
We are back, 8:15 now, with a decision that is going to make it harder for some Americans to fill those prescriptions for Ozempic.
Yeah, with the diabetes drug also popular for its weight loss effects, it's becoming harder to find, and some have turned to pharmacies in Mexico and Canada to get it. But now at least one Canadian province is putting a stop to that.
NBC Stephanie Gosk is here with that story. We've been talking about Ozempic a lot lately.
A lot of people are talking about Ozempic and trying to get their hands on it. You know, pharmacies in British Columbia are allowed to fill prescriptions written by U.S. doctors if they are co-signed by a Canadian doctor. That loophole has been embraced by thousands of Americans, but now the province in Canada says it's time to pump the brakes.
But baby, the hype is real.
That hype around Ozempic is causing shortages at many pharmacies in the U.S. While the drug is only FDA approved to treat diabetes, many people are using it to help them lose weight. But insurance typically does not cover weight loss drugs, and that has some Americans looking to Mexico or Canada for lower prices and easier access.
It's really not that hard to place the Canadian order, honestly.
Hi, guys. I got my shipment of Ozempic from Canada today, and I just thought I'd do my unboxing with you. Let's see what we got here.
It's always packed really good. Yeah, it's still cold.
But in British Columbia, Canada, health officials now say they're going to limit the sale of Ozempic to non-Canadian residents.
This is concerning, and in my view, it has to stop.
In Mexico, many pharmacies sell the drug over the counter, while Canada requires a doctor to sign off on a prescription from doctors in the U.S.
The cheapest I have found it around me is $975 out of pocket. I pay with shipping from Canada $365.
Amber Barr says she's been getting Ozempic from Canada for the past few months, and she's not alone. According to public health authorities, over the first 2 months of the year, 15% of all Ozempic prescriptions in British Columbia went to U.S. residents. The demand raising concerns about potential shortages, especially for diabetics who really need it.
The purpose of procuring the Ozempic for British Columbia patients is not to turn around and export it right back to the United States.
Drug maker Novo Nordisk Canada says it's collaborating with the BC government on this, adding, "We are also asking Canadian physicians to only prescribe Ozempic for people living with type 2 diabetes."
I also feel that I'm on the medication for the same reason that somebody that has type 2 diabetes is on it.
Barr says she's lost 28 pounds since November on Ozempic. She's happy with the progress and worried what the new policy will do.
My options of getting it without paying a lot of money are not looking great for me right now.
Medical experts say it's risky to order Ozempic, Wegovy, or any of those drugs without consulting your personal health care provider. Doing so increases the potential risk of dangerous side effects and adverse reactions, guys.
If this was just one province, where do you think this goes from here?
Well, look, they're really concerned about shortages, right? And it's not a complete ban in British Columbia. But they are going to keep an eye on it. And if people are relying on Canada as a source for Ozempic, they might have some problems down the road.
And you said this is also happening in Mexico as well.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. I mean, you can, in some instances, get Ozempic for a third of the price of what it's going to cost you in this country. Again, consult your doctor and again, be sure of the source.
Dr. Torres was here. He said the shortage is not of the medicine. It's of the pen that administers the medicine, which is kind of interesting. So,
yeah.
All right, Stephanie, thank you.
You're welcome.
Mr. Roker, ¿qué pasa?
Hey, unfortunately, we don't have a shortage of severe weather today. Unfortunately, 51 million people at risk. Strong long track tornadoes are possible. Wind gusts of 75 miles per hour and hail. And again, these long track tornadoes from Waterloo, Davenport down to Poplar Bluff, Dixon, Tupelo, Little Rock and Memphis. These could be moving at highway speeds of 50 miles or greater, increasing their damage potential. So we're going to be watching this, and their nighttime tornadoes as well, which are twice as deadly. 12 million people at risk tomorrow, mostly in the Northeast for damaging winds, hail, and we can't rule out a tornado or two. Best time of the morning!
Well, I'm saying a lot with Super Mario and Chris Pratt. And
although I noticed somebody looking around, there's another little daily.
Yeah, there's another little daily around
here. Where?
We'll get to that in a second. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, Popstart is here. Let's all focus. White House Plumbers is first up today. Yesterday, HBO dropped a new trailer for the limited series about Washington's infamous Watergate scandal with Woody Harrelson and Justin Theroux leading the cast as E. Howard Hunt and G. Gordon Liddy. Start streaming on the 1st. That's the 1st of May on HBO Max. Next up, David Schwimmer, the Friends star, is going viral for this surprising moment on the recent celebrity edition of The Great British Bake Off.
Okay, I watched The Baking Show.
Right.
For him to give a handshake happens like once every few episodes, and it's only for utter perfection.
Oh, wow.
He's like he's sort of like the Simon Cowell character. Sorry, that other show.
Yeah.
And like really tough judge. And if he gives you the handshake, it means it's
It was like Carson, Johnny Carson, back in the day when the comedian invited you over to sit down.
Yes. It was like a big deal.
Exactly. Yeah.
But was Schwimmer getting like emotional?
Yeah.
No?
Very much. Yeah. Yeah.
He's very lonely.
Channeling his inner Brit, Schwimmer said that he was really chuffed by the coveted Bake Off honor there. And he actually ended up winning the special charity episode supporting Stand Up to Cancer. So
congrats
to David for that. Finally, Michelle Williams, the Golden Globe winning actress, recently sitting down with our buddy Willie Geist for this weekend's edition of Sunday Today. And during their conversation, she opened up about what it was like working with Hollywood legend Steven Spielberg playing his mother on screen in The Fablemans.
Did you feel it in the moment when you were making it that this is something special?
Well, it felt special to me the moment that I read the script and just saw like this gorgeous story with these like big beautiful scenes. I had a sense of what it could be, and you just have to jump up and be able to meet it.
Yes.
And you can catch Michelle and her latest project showing up in theaters next Friday. And for more on that conversation, as always, tune in with Willie to Sunday Today. Guys, that's your pop start.
All right.
Hey,
hello.
It's Mario himself.
Mario.
Chris Pratt is in the house celebrating his new movie. Oh, we got some fun things planned for you, Chris, and our fans
that's
here.
Meta.
The
that
crowd
is
outside.
Wow.
Hey, buddy.
What's up, guys?
Good to see you. We're talking all things Mario.
Oh, man. You really bummed me.
That's Mario 3.
Woo! Yeah, Mario 3. Oh. Yeah.
is 5:30 now on a Friday morning. And it seems like we have landed in the Mushroom Kingdom. And we all know there's only one man for the job. When you get sucked into a giant pipe, that means it's time to call the plumber.
Okay, guys, Chris Pratt plays Mario in the new Super Mario Brothers movie. He is here. He is ready. He's going to tell us all about the fun he had bringing this iconic video game to the big screen with its star-studded cast.
We're in for a treat.
Yeah.
This crowd is so pumped. Yes. Oh, yes, my. He came out here and everyone went nuts. I thought it was Craig, but it was actually Chris Pratt.
We got like half Luigi's, half Mario.
That's right.
It's all fair.
Who's Team Luigi?
You can't forget Luigi.
Who's Team Mario?
Oh. I believe the Mario's happened.
I think
Mario
so.
Always wins.
The country is divided enough, people.
That's right.
Yeah. Plus, all week we've been talking snacks, of course. You know, do you go for crunchy? Do you go for creamy? We can't unforget that payday moment with Al. I don't think anyone's going to forget that. Well, Good Housekeeping's nutrition director is here with the best high protein options to fill you up in a healthier way while satisfying all your cravings.
And just ahead on the third hour of today, Broadway star Philippa Soo. She's going to be here live talking about her return to the stage in a classic musical with an Aaron Sorkin twist.
It's no secret that Dylan Dreyer and myself are the two big golfers on the staff of the Today Show. This is very exciting because Dylan is coming to you from one of the most famous golf course in the world, the Great Augusta National. Dylan, you're there for the Women's Amateur Tournament. My goodness, look at that, is not a green screen. You are in the Holy Land. Wow.
It is actually just green. Yeah, Carson, you get it. You know how it feels. This is my happy place. Augusta National is the most pristine, majestic, and of course, one of the most historic golf courses in the world. But we're not here talking about the Masters. Oh, no. This weekend is all about the Augusta National Women's Amateur. These women are at the top of their game. Most of them are still in college. Some of them not even in college yet. These women are the future of golf. They're the ones to watch. Last year, in fact, Anna Davis, the winner, was only 16 years old. It's funny, she actually went viral last year because of her fashion choice. She chose to wear a bucket hat on the course, which kind of bucks the trend from what you typically see here at Augusta National. Unfortunately, she did not make the cut this year, although if you're superstitious about golf, she did wear a visor this year, so there's that. Also, I want to point out that the first two rounds happened right up the street. The final round happens here at Augusta National tomorrow. So today is a practice round, so you'll see some of the players out here today. I'd say the one to watch this year is Rose Zhang. She has currently a 5-stroke lead. She is considered the best amateur woman in the country, so all eyes will be on her. She has not won this tournament yet, so it'll be interesting to see what happens tomorrow. Also, this year, there are a lot of international players. More than half the field is made up of international players. 10 of them are from Japan, so it just goes to show you that this tournament has taken the world by storm. So if you want to watch all the action here at Augusta National, you can see that on NBC and Peacock tomorrow starting at noon Eastern. Guys, get ready for some incredible golf.
That's great. The ladies are going to play it, obviously, in optimum shape as they get ready for the Masters Tournament. Dylan, we're going to be watching that final round at Augusta. The Women's Amateur, that's tomorrow. It'll be on at noon right here on NBC. And, of course, streaming on Peacock. Dylan, thank you. Congrats.
Good luck, Dylan. So she's playing in it, huh?
He's playing in the She's playing it. Yes. At the Masters.
I don't know.
She's good enough.
We're going to manifest it. How about a check of the weather, sir?
I'm very excited about this weekend outlook. It's like none we have ever done before. Chris, are you ready to help me here?
Yes,
I'm ready. This is a Mario Brothers weekend outlook.
Okay,
all right,
great.
Here we go. Boom. Now, all you have to do is touch the mushroom. Boom. There you go. Rain and wind in the Northeast.
Yeah.
Okay, how about right here?
Can we go up here?
Sure. Okay, it's a nice day down in Texas. Mountain snow in the Pacific Northwest.
Oh, great.
And then we move to Sunday, my friend.
Ah, on Sunday you'll see that over Minnesota we've got storm clouds, and it looks like they're dumping
some snow.
Snow.
You can only touch the mushroom.
Oh, you can only touch the mushroom.
Yes.
And then down here in Texas, thunder.
Yes.
Down in Texas.
And one last grouping
and
here.
One last area. We're over Oregon and Idaho up here. More snow.
There you have it.
Get your snowboards and your skis waxed and ready. We're going to have a high pressure system moving through the Pacific Northwest. And, you know, kids, get your goggles and your gloves ready. Hopefully some snow days. Lots of snowball fights and snowmen.
Wow, you really got into it.
Thank you. I always wanted to do this, Al.
Oh!
Ooh, how about that?
And that is your latest weather.
That was one of the coolest.
That is really so neat.
Our weather department did a great job with that.
Man, really cool.
When we come back, folks, get ready to say goodbye to Chris Pratt and hello to Super Mario.
I don't think he liked that.
Emerge on the other side of this break to chat about bringing that beloved video game star to the big screen. Chris Pratt right after this. But first, this is Today on NBC.
Chris Pratt!
Say hello to Chris Pratt.
He's here. I love this.
To name a video game character, chances are Super Mario is going to be very high on that list. He has been entertaining kids and adults, including myself, since 1985. And now, Mario getting the proper big screen treatment that he has deserved for a long time now in the new Super Mario Brothers movie. Chris Pratt plays everyone's favorite Italian plumber who just landed in the mysterious Mushroom Kingdom. Chris Pratt, Mario, good morning to you, brother.
Good morning, Craig. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And let me tell you, my kids, my wife, we watched it last Friday.
Yeah.
Folks are in for a treat.
Oh.
Folks, seriously.
I agree. I believe I've seen it now a couple of times. And, you know, you've got kids. We take our kids to see every animated
yes.
movie. That's not always good for us.
Right,
some,
right.
We have to sit through some of these movies. Sometimes you're like, boy, well, at least my kid's happy. Well, this movie, thankfully, the kids and the adults both get a lot out of it.
It lives up to the hype. As you know, there was some controversy going into it about the voice.
Sure.
Because folks who played the video game for years, you get sort of familiar with Mario's voice.
Right, yeah.
You decided to take the voice in a different direction.
Yes.
Why?
Well, I mean, we really don't know a lot about Mario and Luigi. Even though there's been 38 years of video games, we barely just scratched the surface as who these guys really are.
Yeah.
We know one of them wears red, one of them wears green. They go, woohoo, and it's a me. And other than that, you don't know much. So we had to kind of create a story about these guys that's an hour and a half long, that has emotional through line, that has heart. And for that reason, it was important to ground the voices in something a little more real to bring these classic characters to the cinema.
If you wanted to do that sort of classic Mario voice, could you?
Yeah.
Can you give us just...
Yeah, sure. What do we say? He's like, woohoo! It's-a me! Mario! I mean, Charles Martinet, who did the original voice, is just an icon. And I mean, listen, I was 9 years old the first time I played Mario, so it really, the music, the sound, the voices, that's the tiles in the mosaic of my childhood.
Yeah.
And so we honor the legacy with this movie.
I mean, speaking of icons, you have played some of the most iconic characters in some films over the last 10, 15 years. I mean, you're part of the Marvel Universe.
Yeah.
The Jurassic franchise.
Yes.
Now you're Mario.
Wow.
Lego movies.
Right.
Where does this rank, Chris Pratt, for you?
Oh, right at the top.
Yeah?
Yes. I mean, I'm grateful and blessed to have been part of all of them, and each are extraordinary in their own ways. Something about this movie and the fandom of this movie is really unlike anything I've done before. Because you got to think about it. You know, for example, Jurassic Park, I may have seen that movie 10 times as a kid. That's a lot of times to see a movie.
Yeah.
That's only 15 hours. I played Mario for probably 1,000 hours, maybe more, maybe 2,000 to 10,000 hours, right? I mean, you guys play Mario.
Same here.
And so it hits a little different when you go see this movie.
Is the thinking that, I mean, you've got Mario Brothers 1, you've got Mario 2, you've got Mario 3, you've got Mario Kart, you've got so many different characters.
Right.
Is the idea that this is the first of the beginning of a series of Mario Brothers movies?
Oh, you know, God willing, I mean, it'd be great. It'd be great if it works and audiences go out and see it when it opens April 5th and if they respond and they like it, I hope that they would make more movies. This is another iteration of this great franchise over the course of the past 30 years. It's now in the cinemas. They'll keep making the games and hopefully they'll keep making the movies if people like it.
I read that your son Jack is more of a Luigi guy.
What
was his reaction when he heard you were playing Mario?
Well, he's pretty thrilled and excited, and he loves Toad and he loves Luigi. When we play Smash Brothers, he's always Luigi.
What else is going on with you these days? I mean, you got the kids, the movies.
Yeah.
How's Chris Pratt doing?
Oh man,
Chris Pratt's busy, yeah. but I feel good, man. I feel very, I just called myself Chris Pratt.
You did.
So
third person.
Apparently Chris Pratt does that now.
Yeah, yeah.
Chris Pratt is pretty embarrassed that he just did that on the show. No, yeah, I feel good, man. I feel blessed. I'm happy. I'm healthy. I got, yeah. you know, my family. We got a lot to be grateful for.
By the way, we're very excited about this movie, if you can't tell. We've decked out some of our folks on the plaza with hats. With characters, with gear, and you've got another special announcement as well.
Yeah, everybody here, you're all gonna see the movie. You're all getting free tickets.
Thanks to our friends at Fandango, you're all going. You're all going. In fact, you're not gonna go with Chris Pratt, he's going with all of you.
I'm taking it to you.
That's not true. We're not doing that.
That is not a guarantee.
Go with your friends and family. Chris, thanks again.
Thanks, man. Craig,
congrats
appreciate it, man.
On
Thank
a fantastic
you.
Film. We're going to see Woo. You again in the third hour. The Super Mario Brothers movie from our sister company, Universal and Illumination, hits theaters next Wednesday, April 5th. Mr. Daly.
Wow, that is so generous of Chris Pratt to take everybody in our plaza to the movie today. That is going to be press all over the country. My goodness. Thank you, Chris. They're looking forward to that. We've got snacks right here. We've got cheesy snacks. We've got chocolatey snacks. Good Housekeeping's top high protein bites. And they're going to suit any craving you've got. We'll dive into these delicious snacks. But first, this is Today on NBC.
Hot off the press from Maybelline, New York, it's new Lifter Plump, an intense plumping lip gloss formulated with chili pepper to deliver a heated sensation for an instant plumping effect that lasts. From 8 sizzling shades like Blush Blaze, Red Flag, Hot Honey, Cocoa Zing, and more. An extra large wand applicator transforms lips in one swipe. Learn more at Maybelline.com. For a limited time, get 10% off your Lifter Plump purchase on Amazon with code 10PLUMP.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.
And we're back with Today Food, or Today Snacks, I should say. This morning, the best tasting high protein snacks. As we talked about earlier this week, snackification is a trend that seems to be showing no sign of slowing down. And now the nutrition experts at Good Housekeeping Institute have evaluated more than 100 high protein snacks to find the best choices for keeping you full. Stephanie Sassos is their nutrition director, as well as a registered dietitian nutritionist. Steph, I mean, whether it's a creamy craving, a salty craving, a crunchy craving, there's something for everybody. There's so many snacks.
How
did you guys narrow it down to these?
Yeah, so we evaluated over 100 high protein snacks in-house with our registered dietitians, and we also send the snacks out to real life taste testers for feedback on flavor, texture.
Right.
Because we found that, believe it or not, texture and consistency matter just as much, if not more, as the flavor of the food.
All right, well, we have our tasters right here, but let's what do you want to start with?
So we're going to start with our sweet. So a healthy snack, of course, for sweet is going to be fruit, but fruit doesn't have much protein. So it's great to pair a fruit with a nut butter, but these are not your ordinary nut butters. These come in chocolate and honey flavors, so you get a little bit more extra sweet, but they're fortified with omega-3s and choline, so they're great for brain power. So if you're having that like 3 p.m. slump at work, need to focus, these are great. They're great for kids. It's an awesome, what do you guys think of it?
This is pretty good.
Right? Very tasty.
In general, if you're looking for a snack, is high protein what you're looking for?
Absolutely. Protein is going to satiate you. It's going to keep you fuller longer, and it's going to stabilize your blood sugar, so that's better mood as well.
All right. Good stuff, guys. What is this one right here?
So this is a really superfood oat cup. I want you to throw away those really sugary oatmeal packets that you have at home and upgrade to this. The secret ingredient here is collagen. This has 9 grams of protein.
Collagen.
Of collagen.
Put this
in
on
here.
My skin?
Yeah.
Well, maybe you could.
Blueberry walnut
superfood
oatmeal. And there's
blueberries, and it's naturally sweetened with a little bit of coconut sugar.
That's pretty good.
Isn't that great?
Yeah.
It's super filling.
That's pretty good.
Super hearty.
You can tell if you ate this, you'd be full.
Cholesterol,
absolutely.
Is it just good for cholesterol?
Oh, awesome for cholesterol. Yeah. Tons of fiber, too, which is going to make for a really great snack.
You know what fiber is good for, Tom?
Tell me, Dad.
All right, Steph.
Okay, pizza bites. Who doesn't want a pizza bite?
Who does?
We have a better-for-you version. These are made with all-organic ingredients like cassava flour and grass-fed cheese, and they have hidden veggies inside. Can you taste any veggies in there?
This can't be
good. They're actually delicious.
Aren't they great?
Mm-hmm.
And I like them actually in the air fryer. They crisp up really nicely. Mm-hmm.
These are
healthy. For kids. They're really healthy, and they have about 7 grams of protein. Oh. Yeah, right?
I would be brutally honest.
We brought you the best. Wow. We brought you the best.
That's surprisingly good. My kids would love that.
And
or the cheese and nuts.
Yeah, so this is our next pick. This is from Aldi. These are under $3.
Oh, wow.
You will not find any other snack trays for that price.
The grocery store?
Yep. Yeah. And they have cheese in there with some nuts and some nice dried fruit and at least 7 grams of protein in that tray.
Yeah.
So it's great for on the go.
Trader Joe's has something like this.
Similar, yeah. But I really think you're not going to find a price like that for the quality at somewhere like Aldi. And that's a good housekeeping star too.
All right, what do we got now?
Oh, okay,
we got the nuts.
These are one of my favorites. Pistachios are the highest protein snack nut. These have a sea salt and vinegar flavor.
Yeah. Oh, that's delicious.
Yeah. Isn't it so good? It's like a better for you
chip. Pistachios.
You've never had a pistachio before?
Salt and vinegar, no.
Salt and vinegar. Oh. It's a crowd pleaser.
No.
This is always on my charcuterie boards at home. 6 grams of protein.
These pistachios are incredible.
So great.
They're solid.
And next up, I know, Al, you said you're a fan of this one.
Love the wisps.
Wisps. Great. So these are 100% real aged cheese crisps. They have up to 13 grams of protein. Really popular in the low carb
community. Very good pistachio.
Too.
Craig is right. Keep going. What do we
got
now?
Over here, we got our creamy. These are our ready to eat overnight oats from Mush. They have 10 grams of protein in this little cup with the peanut butter chocolate. You guys are going to love it. What do you think of that flavor? It's like really decadent. It's
those
a
cheese
great
bites
breakfast.
Are great. We have to go back to the cheese bites.
Yeah, the cheese bites are good.
You brought the good stuff.
I brought you guys the best.
Yeah.
All this stuff tastes really good.
Yeah.
These aren't bad for me.
Okay, our next choice. So cottage cheese is a protein superstar. And the Good Culture cottage cheese has 19 grams of protein in this cup.
Oh, wow.
So it's the most protein of anything here today. Have you seen the cottage cheese ice cream on TikTok?
No.
Oh, you got to try it. So you put that in a blender
Have
with
you seen
frozen
TikTok?
Fruit.
No, no.
Okay.
And a little maple syrup. It is to die for.
I just took the cheese crisps and put it in the cottage cheese.
Oh,
that's a whole new snack.
I love it. You just love
the mush oats, peanut butter and chocolate. Delicious.
Right?
But it tastes like dessert. Mush. It feels like mush.
Well, they don't lie.
It's described as mush.
It could be mousse, though. It tastes good.
Okay, and last but not least, we have our crunchy snacks. So these are the Lesser Evil Power Curls.
These are good.
They're really good. They're made from cassava flour and egg white powder. They have 6 grams of protein per serving. And I love these. They have avocado oil instead of other more processed oils. So it's really healthy for you. And last but not least, these Bada Bean Bada Boom. This is crunchy broad beans, but they come in really fun
those
flavors.
Are great.
So they've got a satisfying crunch. They're fantastic.
Well, these are some great choices here, Stephanie. Thank you so much. You can find more of these high-protein snacks on our website, today.com/food. We are back in a moment. But first, this is Today on NBC. Thank you, Stephanie.
Thank you.
Thank you, eaters.
Aren't they good?
We're back with today's Plaza Picks. So I meet the Hickinson family from Damascus, Maryland. This is 11-year-old Liam there. Liam came dressed as Yoshi, his favorite character.
So cute. And Savannah spent some time with Stevie and Missy from Clay City, Kentucky, here to celebrate their 30th wedding anniversary.
Oh, hey there, we've got 11-year-old Jason. Look at Jason, Super Mario fan there. And he got to meet the man, the myth, the legend, Chris Pratt. Pretty cool. How was that moment for you, Chris, meeting Jason?
That was pretty cool. Is Jason here? Here he is. Look, I actually have something that I wanted to give
something more
to Jason, if that's okay.
Of course.
What?
Uh-oh.
Now, Jason, this is a very, very special limited edition Super Mario Brothers movie Golden Coin.
Whoa.
Okay.
What?
You're going to want to hold on to this, and I'm going to give this to you. Hold on. Al, can I give this to you?
Hold your mic.
Watch. Here we go. I'm going to sign this.
Whoa.
I had a
pen. Pen
game. I got one.
Oh, never mind.
All right. J-A-S-O-N?
Yes.
All right, here you go.
That's awesome.
Oh, man.
Great meeting you.
Wow, look at that, Jason.
Hey, what do you think?
Best wishes.
It's New York, Jason. You could sell that in Times Square for like...
But you're not going to, are you, Jason?
He can't even talk.
Mesmerized. He's mesmerized.
Literally speechless.
Wow. Oh, that's so cool.
You
you can open this up and take that out, but it is a gold-plated coin. So please, you know, you're gonna want to get a briefcase with some handcuffs, so no one will steal that from you.
Yeah. All right, a lot more coming up in the third and fourth hour, including more Super Mario excitement with Chris Pratt. He's not moving.
No,
Jason, congratulations.
Yeah. Way to go,
don't
Jeff.
Melt that down. Keep it. That's gonna be.
Whether you're making the same breakfast that you have every day or baking a cake for an extra special day, eggs are a staple in our diets. Eggland's Best eggs are nutritionally superior to ordinary eggs, containing more vitamins and 25% less saturated fat. Not only are they better for you, but Eggland's Best eggs taste better too. There's a reason that they're America's number one eggs. Visit egglandsbest.com for additional information and delicious recipes.